refuge for my soul.
Our blessed and gracious Heavenly Father, we bow our heads before you this breaking of a morning. And it reminds us, O God, of the breaking of the resurrection morning. The first Sunday morning when you rose from the dead. Proving, Lord, that you are Lord of Lords and you are King of Kings. We thank you for your goodness upon us.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for these meetings that you have made a reality and a success. We thank you for how you have been blessing us right from the beginning of the meetings.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we are here again this morning. We commit ourselves to your hands and we pray that your mercy, O God, will speak on our behalf.
Amen.
The little time we'll be spending in this morning devotion, may you come and take charge, Lord.
Amen.
As we open the scriptures, add your blessings.
Amen.
Hear the prayers of your people.
Amen.
Remember us, O God.
Amen.
Forgive all our sins.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
While we stand to our feet quickly, let's open our Bibles to the book of Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
We'll read from the book of Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah chapter 29. We'll read from verse 10. Down to verse 14. And then we'll also read from the book of
Luke.
But first of all, Jeremiah 29. And then we'll go to Luke chapter 16. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place.
Lẹ́yìn tí àádọ́rin ọdún bá parí ní Bábẹ́lì li èmi ó bẹ̀ yín wò. Èmi ó sì mú ọ̀rọ̀ rere mi ṣe sí yín ní mímú yín padà sí ibí yìí.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Nítorí èmi mọ èrò tí mo rò sí yín, lè Olúwa wí, àní èrò àlàáfíà kì í ṣe ti fún ibi.
Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto
you.
And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your hearts. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord.
Amen.
And I will turn away your captivity.
Amen.
And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord.
Amen.
And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive.
Luke chapter 16.
We read verse 15 and 16. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it.
Ofin ati awon woli nbe titi di igba Johanu lati igba na wa li ati n wa su ijoba Olorun olukuluku si nfi ipa wo inu re.
May the Lord add blessings to the reading and hearing of his holy words.
Akoluwa ko fi ibukun si kika ati gbigbo oro re mimo.
You may please be seated.
Alejoko.
Every man pressed into it. Not just simply walk into it. The prophet said the kingdom of God has to be pressed into. So in the next few minutes, we want to fellowship around the thoughts of desperation. The message desperation. Where we read in the book of Jeremiah, verse 11, the Lord was speaking to his people, which I believe we are the people of God that he's speaking to this morning. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord. Now the prophet said, what men think about you is not all that matters. What you think about yourself is not so much what matters. The main thing is what God thinks about you. And the preacher was reminding us yesterday morning how that we must reconcile ourselves to what God has said concerning us. For I know the thought that I think toward you, said the Lord. Thought of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. Now we are going to talk on desperation for a few minutes now. Usually it takes a state of emergency to throw us into desperation. What is desperation? It's a state of anxiety when a man or a woman is desperate because he's probably pressed or pushed to the wall. The prophet said, it is too bad it has to do that. That it takes emergency to throw us into desperation. But human beings are so slothful in their mind that it takes an emergency. Something arises, and when they do, it throws us into that desperation. And really in doing that, in desperation, it brings out that real thing that you are. It shows what you are made out of in the time of desperation. It usually pulls out all the good things that is in you. Let's take a circumstance. In time of death, it's a time of desperation. It's an emergency. And the prophet said, death is not a bad part. But the judgment after death, that is the bad part. Because Hebrews 9:22 told us that it is once appointed unto a man wants to die. And after death, the judgment. So nobody wants to really die. Even to a chicken. When any living thing realize that death is before them, they get desperate. The prophet said, I have heard people when they know they were dying. The thing that they kept secret all their lives. In desperation, they were trying to confess it. Why do you have to wait at that time? The prophet said, your sin right today so that you can be free tomorrow. Hallelujah. And they're trying to say, take this and make it right. Go, please, go and do this in desperation. They ought to have done that beforehand. Not wait till the time of emergency. Now is the day of salvation. When you hear his voice, harden not your heart. When the Spirit of the Lord is ministering to you about a certain thing, don't wait till the next day. Don't wait till the time of crisis.
grace.
Make your way right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we notice that the desperation when they were taking the Passover in the first Exodus, it was in the time of desperation. They probably said they were eating it in desperation. They had seen the great hand of the Lord. They have seen the miracles of God. And they have come under the sign of the token. And while they were under the sign of the token, they have to take communion in desperation. For they knew that God was ceasing to strike with judgment. And it was a shaking time. It was a time where every man was examining himself. Because the word of the prophet had not failed one time. And I think we are living in that same time today. Like it was in the first Exodus, God has repeated the same in the third Exodus today. And we see that the voice of God in this last day has never ceased to fail. We see events being made clear by prophecy. We see the hour we are living in. We see all the signs of the end. We see the nations are breaking. We see there's unrest everywhere. Whether it is in our country, whether it is in Africa, whether it's in Europe, whether it's in America, everywhere you go, Brother Brown said, there's an unsettled peace everywhere. And it is a sign that the coming of the Lord is close at hand. Hallelujah. And Brother Brown said, I believe that the death we are living in should cause the church to go completely into desperation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe since the message this morning from God, I believe
we
ought to throw this entire congregation into desperation. That we have played long enough. We have went to church long enough. We got to do something. How is it that we can see other great signs and wonders done on others? And what about us? When we come to meetings like this, and we see people giving testimonies, we see people being visited by the hand of the Lord, the prophet said, the question is, what about you? What about me? And it should cause an instead of desperation that we are determined before God that we will not leave this meeting without the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, and the signs of his coming should bring this entire congregation under desperation. Signs of his coming should throw every member of Christ into desperation. About our souls. About our welfare for hereafter. Where we are going to amount, what are we going to amount to if we gain the whole world? What are we living for? What do you work for? What are you eating for? What are you struggling for? All is to live. What are you living for? To die. And you are not fit to live until you are fit to die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You are not fit to live until you are fit to die. And the only way you are living is when you have Christ in your soul. What have you come to the camp to do? Have you come to see new friends? Have you come to meet your old friends? Have you come with a burden in your heart before the Lord? believing that God is going to visit you? Have you come just because you feel this is a vacation point? The word of God that is being preached, does it make a meaning to you? It ought to cause a desperation. Hallelujah. And Brother Brown said, you can't get desperate until God speaks to your heart. He said, and until you get desperate, God will not come down. In the message, Return and Jubilee, 62:11-22, we read from paragraph 44. The prophet said, we need to go back to a power of God and it's something that can do the same thing today. Because we are not serving a God of history. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the prophet said persecution always gives strength to the church. We've had it too easy. We get slothful. We get to a place where we don't want to move on. Because everything is just handed to us. You know, when you see a spoiled child, he does not have the mentality of self-survival. Because everything is handed to him or her. Whatever he or she needs, daddy and mommy is there to give it to him or her. But when you see a child that have grown up through the rough patches of life, and you commit resources into the hand of that child, they are more than able to manage it. The
brothers
say we get slothful. We get to a place where we don't want to move because everything is just handed to us. God does not want his children to be spoiled children. But Abraham said, you got a part to play in the revival. And he went further to say, it takes sorrow and tears and faith and promise to move forward in the power of the Holy Ghost. Not when you are eating a pan stew. Oh, not when you are just relaxing, crossing your leg inside that condition. It takes sweat and prayer and faith. We heard the message of faith last night. And promise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You must come with a promise to the Lord. In desperation. But Abraham said,
Anna.
In the Bible, the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, the Bible says she had a reproach. And the reproach that he had was a reproach of barrenness. And you remember Elizabeth in the Bible? It was so bad that barrenness became her second name. And if they want to refer to her, they say Elizabeth, which is called barren. So barrenness is a reproach. But on the case of
Anna,
it was the Lord that shut up her womb. And whatever door the Lord has shut, who can open? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But Anna believed God. And she knew that this was going to take just more than God bless you. But Abraham said, Anna, a barren woman in the Bible. She wanted a son. And she got to fasting for him. The Bible says her adversary will provoke her son. And she had been coming to the camp meeting. But that year, she came differently. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She fasted and prayed until even the priest thought she was drunk. Her heart was heavy. You know, when you have a burden, you'll not be able to sleep. You'll not be able to eat. They will put food in your table. And you might not even see the food. You'll not be hungry because you got a body. I remember my brother one time, the child had what he calls congenital deformity. That the child was born with a deformity in the intestinal tract. And he was just, you know, he was confused. From one to the other, from one to the other. Amen.
Amen.
And we had to force the brother to eat. He wasn't hungry. The greater burden in his heart was how God was going to deliver his child in the hospital.
Anna
was in that stage. And she went to Shiloh differently that year. The Bible says Penina. And her children, they provoked her until she began to fret. And Anna, the husband, told her, "Why are you troubled, Anna? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? A husband can never be a son." Anna was happy that you are my husband. But I want my womb to conceive. I want a child to suck my breast. I want to be called a mother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Anna went before the Lord. Brother Brown said that year she became desperate. No doubt she has been praying before. Maybe every family altar. In the morning and in the night. They will put the request before God. Oh Lord, remember me. Don't let this year pass me. Lord, I'm in the camp again. Lord, I need the fruit of the womb. Lord, help me. And after that, she goes out, greet the people, move around, dance and everything. But this time, while they were serving food, Anna was in the church. While they were greeting, "God bless you," outside. While some were trading and selling things, while some were exchanging phone numbers, which there's nothing bad in all that, Anna was not interested. But the brand says she refused to eat. She turned it into fasting. He said, "This year, God will hear my prayer." She became desperate. And the prophet said, when Anna became desperate, then God became desperate. Remember, it was the Lord that shut her womb. And it is the Lord that can turn your situation around. It is the Lord that can turn around your captivity. It is the Lord that can take away your reproach. It is the Lord that can break that yoke in your family. And when Anna began to pray, she came with sorrow. She came with prayer. She came with faith. And she came with a promise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She prayed with a sincere promise. And she said, "Oh Lord God, if thou will give me a child, not just a child, a man child." She was specific. "I, your damn self, will give him back to you. I will lend him to the Lord." You know what that means? Every mother wants their child around there. Go and buy Maggie for me. Go and buy bottle water. Bring that firewood. Give me that matches. Bring that kerosene. And you see the little guy running down and running back. The mother's mind will be happy. Mothers, am I right? Their heart will be happy. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But this woman, she was not going to live with that child. She was only going to live with the consciousness that she has a child. It was a heavy promise. But the prophet said she wasn't selfish. When God heard her and answered her prayer and gave her a son, she gave him back to the Lord. Anna only saw Samuel once in a year. When she came to the temple to worship, and she made clothes for him once in a year. What a sacrifice. No wonder Eli said, because of this land that you have lent unto the Lord, the Lord will bless you. And Eli blessed him. And the Bible says, and the Lord remembered her. May the Lord remember you this year. May the Lord remember you in this camp meeting. Right from the beginning of the meeting, we have been hearing the words. We have been preached to. We have been admonished. And the meetings are coming to an end. Are you going to go back empty handed? Won't you be like Jacob of old? But Abraham said, Jacob got desperate when he knew that he was going to face Esau. He has stolen the birthright, which was the best thing for him. But he knew that he could not face his brother. And then he got desperate. He has played all the tricks. He has sent his family forward. Send messengers forward. But all that will not do. Something must happen. He must meet God face to face to settle this matter. And Jacob prayed. But Abraham said he cried in desperation. And then the angel of the Lord came down. And when he met the angel of the Lord, Jacob held him. And the angel said, let me go. He said, you are not going anywhere. As far as I've been able to hold you, I will not let you go until you bless me. In desperation. And the Bible said, Jacob wrestled with the angel. Wrestled with the angel. It was between life and death. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the prophet said, must get to that point where it is between life and death for you. And when you come before God in that situation, the prophet said, God will answer prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God will answer prayer. The prophet said, you cannot get desperate until God speaks to you. He said, oh, church, rise and shake yourself. Pinch your conscience. Wake yourself up in this hour. We must be desperate or we will perish. There is coming for something from the Lord. I know it as thus saith the Lord. There is coming for something. And we better get desperate. It is between life and death. It will pass through us and we won't see it. We must get desperate. We must get to a point where either you want it or you die. But Abraham said, when you pray for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the talking, don't say, well, Now I will go up and try. Maybe
this
service God will give it to me. Lord, I am a little tired. I will just wake up and pray a little. They said during the preaching service, God used to give people Holy Ghost. I will just go and try. The prophet said, oh, mercy. Stay in your seat. Don't even make an attempt. If that is your attitude, if you come and say, I'll pass through the prayer line, maybe they put the oil on my head, I will see if it does me any good. You might as well set where you are at. Until you get to that place, until the whole church gets to a place that is between death and life, you've got to have it now or you perish. Then God will move on the sea. Is that what the prophet said? Then God will move on the scene. It takes desperation to bring God on the scene. So until that time, God will be looking at you. While you are dilly-dallying, it may happen, it may not happen.
You
make an altar call, let me also try again this year. But when it gets to a point, where you become desperate, like
Hezekiah.
When the word of the Lord came unto him, and said, put your house in order, Hezekiah, for you will die. And when he heard the news of death, Hezekiah forgot about everything in the kingdom. He forgot about all the glamour and the splendor of the throne. He put his face the wall. The Bible says he wept and he prayed. And he cried. And he said, Lord, remember
me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And there is no man that called the Lord to remember him that the Lord will turn
down.
Because God knows that we are mortal men. And we need the help of the Lord. The cry of mercy has never been turned down. The prophet said, even when the Lord was on his way to Calvary, and he heard the cry of mercy from blind Bartimaeus, but the prophet said, the cry of mercy stopped him on his track. And he said, bring him to me. The prophet said, right there, he was carrying the burden of the world on his shoulder. He had one goal, and that was Calvary. But even in the midst of that, the cry of mercy still stop him on his track. And today, the cry of mercy will still stop the Lord. And Hezekiah cried out. He cried out for mercy. He said, remember, Lord. He cried out for the mercy of God. And when he got desperate, the prophet said God had to go back to the prophet. And
say,
go back to him. And tell him, I heard his cry. I have seen his tears. Some of us, we have grown beyond crying before the Lord. We have gone before shedding tears before God. The Lord said, I have seen his tears. And I have heard his prayer. And I have taken away that report of death. I will add 15 years to his days. God answers prayer. But you must come with desperation. You must come believing. You must come sincerely. You must come with true dedication and commitment, believing that God will answer prayer. The Bible says, he that cometh to the Lord must believe that he is. And a rewarder of day that are slothfully.
Is that right? Ilora.
That diligently. What is the meaning of diligence? To carefully. Hard working. Meticulously. Seriously. Seek the Lord. God does not want slothful children. You must go back with a blessing. Tell yourself. I must go back with a blessing from this revival. If you believe it and you sincerely approach the Lord, not even cancer can stand before the prayer of the believer. The Bible says, whatever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it, and it shall be yours. But the brother said, does God answer prayer? He said, yes. He said, does he answer speedily? He said, not all the time. But he answered prayer. And the way he answered brother A might not be the way he answered brother B. Keep on believing. Only believe. All things are possible. If you can believe, desperately come with a sincere promise, God will get into
desperation.
And God will come down. But remember, when you make God a promise, don't forget to keep your promise. His sister one time made God a promise. She was so sick. And then she promised the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That if the Lord will heal her, that she will come and be get baptized in the name of Jesus
Christ.
And then God healed her. And she just went, you know, forgot about the promise. And after a while, she became sick again. And the prophet told her that you forgot to keep your promise. You don't need prayer. That promise you promised the Lord, you have to keep the promise. And they brought her to the baptism. Her temperature was so high that when they put her in the water got warm. But immediately the sister was coming out of the water. All the sickness vanished. Why? Because God is interested in your matter. So if you can believe this morning, desperately come before the Lord, confessing your sin, sincerely, in desperation, you will have a testimony. Do you believe? Let us rise
to our feet.
Go to the Lord in prayer. And ask God and say, Lord, I thank you for sparing my life to see this morning. You have a reason and a purpose for me to see today and to be in this meeting. Do not allow me, Jesus, to go empty-handed. I am not going empty-handed. You need a child. God can still give you a child. You need the Holy Ghost. God can give you the Holy Ghost. You need salvation of your loved ones. You need a job. You need a breakthrough. I don't know what you are asking God and what you are believing God for. If thou can believe, all things are possible. Talk to the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Oruko Jesu.
We are going to pray.
Agbadura.
There are those who need the Holy Ghost baptism. And the prophet said, God is more willing to give it to us than we are willing to receive. Meaning that to God is a desperate matter. Because he said, I don't have delight in the death of the sinner. And the Holy Ghost is what makes you a believer. Let us pray. And say, Lord, your children need the Holy Ghost. Fill your people. Emperor Brown said, if you already feel, you need a refilling. Say, Lord, fill me. Let me have your touch. Let me have an outpouring of your spirit. Let there be a transformation in my life, in the life of my wife, in the life of my husband, in the life of my children, in the life of my church member. In the life of my minister, in the life of the bride, open your mouth and pray. We have several requests here. This one says, please pray for my husband that God will deliver him from stroke and perfect his health. That's a desperate situation. This other one says, God bless you all. Please pray for my son that God should help him to take away the spirit of lying and waywardness. And also pray for me that God should grant me good health in Jesus' name. The two requests are from two different sisters. Let's go to the Lord in prayer to intercede on behalf of these sisters. That God will remember them and grant divine deliverance for the husband from stroke, and also this other one for the son to receive the Holy Ghost, and God will grant her good health. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Oruko Jesu Christi.
This one is from another sister.
Adura itun wa lati odo arabirin
miran. Sister Esther.
You are a believer.
He said, please pray for my daughter.
For
my daughters. Because they need husband. I know that God answers prayer. Pray for my husband. He has a sickness called sugar. And there is something growing in his body that needs to be operated. Please pray that God should heal him from these two sicknesses. Our God answer prayer. This one says, from Brother Noah Badmus. He said, God bless you, church. Kindly pray for my two daughters who
are
being tormented by rheumatism. That God will deliver them from that spirit and the sickness. The prophet told us that medical science is what gives this sickness its name. But they are demons. And the church has been given the authority to cast out devils. So let's commit this request to the hands of the Lord. And the Lord will undertake for our brethren. And the Lord will intervene and call the situation to turn around. The next prayer request is from a sister, Sister Ruth, but it's written in Yoruba, so I'll allow the interpreter to read it.
Amen. Ati wipe ki olorun ki o ba emi igbo mi mu wi ninu aye re amen. This sister is asking the Lord, said, please, I want you to pray for my son Oluwa Segun, that God should deliver him, that God should save his soul, and that God should deliver him from smoking in their hemp. And she's also asking that she pray that the Lord will perfect all that concerns her.
Let's add this request to it from Brother Julius Yemi.
He
said, brethren, thank God for his healing virtue upon my life. Pray for me. More that God will perfect all that concerneth me to his own glory. Pray also that the healing he has performed in my life will be permanent. Pray also for me that God should grant to me all my needs and desires. Pray also for me that I will never die young, but live long to declare the glory of God. His glory upon my life. Pray also for Johnny Mercy back home after this morning main service. Thank you. God bless you all. Shall we take this request to the Lord?
Thank you.
Finally, let us pray. For as many that are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. They are here. Two sisters met me yesterday night after the service.
As
they got married, they've not been able to conceive. And they need prayer. They want to carry their baby to the camp next year. Our God is more than able to do it. And as many that are here and are looking up to God for that divine visitation, open your mouth and pray that God will visit them like he did Anna of old. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father in the Lord will pray for us.
Our
gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this blessed Sunday morning. We appreciate you, Heavenly Father, because you are God who brought your children from far and near to this convention. Lord, we thank you because you know the needs in the life of your children, and you are here to meet those needs, Heavenly Father. You know, Lord, that God in heaven, what he desires in the hearts of your people, and you know how to meet those desires. You are still the same God of Anna of old. Yeah. You have never changed and you never change. Oh. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah.
We thank you very much, O Lord, our God, for the gospel in simplicity again this morning. Desperation. Lord, we commit your people into your mighty hands. After we have had your word, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, may we have the faith of God in our heart to believe God for everything, O Lord. You are still the God of impossibilities.
Yes,
and all things are possible to them that believe.
Yes.
Lord, we are your children.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we are your heritage.
Amen.
We are the purchased possession of your precious blood.
Yes, Lord.
Almighty and ever-living Father, after your word has gone forth, O Lord, with this prayer request in the hearts of your people, O Lord God Almighty, who hear and answer prayers, may you come on the scene, Lord,
yeah,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
May you grant all the high desires of your people,
yeah,
in the name of Jesus, yeah, Christ. Like Anna of old, O Lord, our God in heaven, whom the high priest Eli thought that she was drunk, O Lord, our God in heaven, and she told him, I am not drunk, I'm pouring my heart desires unto my Lord. Oh, Lord, our God, and she said, and he told her, he said, go, the Lord grant your heart desire. And she came back the following year, oh, Lord, our God, with that boy Samuel. Your face said, oh, Lord, you know, you didn't even give her a man-child, oh, Lord, our God, but in rewarding her, oh, Lord, our God, because of her not being selfish, you gave her a prophet.
Oh.
You are still God today.
Yes,
you change it never.
Yeah.
May you answer the prayers of your people,
yeah,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Take away this reproach, O Lord our God,
yeah,
and the one that desires salvation for the son, may you grant it, O Lord.
Yeah.
You are the God that healeth all manner of diseases. Oh, Lord, your prophet said there is no incurable disease with you. May your people go believing God that there is God who can do all things.
Amen.
Let it be so, Heavenly Father,
amen,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you for your servant and the interpreter that were wonderfully used this morning. May you replenish them, O Lord.
Amen.
Bless your servant, O Lord.
Amen.
Lift up, O Lord, the one of his ministry,
amen,
and that of others, Lord.
Amen.
We commit the service this morning to your hands. Take absolute control.
Amen.
Bless the song leaders.
Amen.
Bless, O Lord, our God, the heaven instrument users. Let your anointing be upon your servant.
Yeah.
May you use him to be a blessing to your people.
Yeah.
Our Father and our God, some will be leaving this afternoon after this morning service. May they not go back the same, oh Lord. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. By the time this convention will come to an end this evening, oh Lord, may we have met with you and you have met with us, oh Lord. Yeah. So shall it be, Heavenly Father. Amen. Blessed be your name forevermore.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. I believe all announcements remain the same. Time for our food. 7:30 to 8:30. And then the time for service. Don't be late. The preacher reminded us yesterday. Service should not be going on and you'll be in the hostel. God bless you. You love the Lord this morning. Can we shake one another and say, God bless you? So we just take the song number 9. While we march out, feeling so much better. Hallelujah.